I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
About to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. And Carl and DeBott, good morning. July the 5th. My gosh, we survived the 4th of July weekend.
Today's officially my dad's 80th birthday.
There you go. Okay. Hey, what a weekend it was, and we'll talk about that. We'll talk about fireworks and delays and still getting them off and all that, but let's talk about Bad Bob.
And good morning, sir.
How are you doing today, Bad Bob?
Quite well. I attended Anderson Explodes on Sunday, and that was a show. That was possibly the best fireworks display I'd seen in a long time.
Really? What are they shooting at?
Down at the fairgrounds, and the year before they'd had quite a bit of difficulty, some kind of technical issue, but they made up for it Sunday night. It was, and getting out of there was a whole lot easier than it is getting out of the Reading Convention Center, so we usually go down there. But they had a great show, and the folks who put on Anderson Explodes are to be given a high five and a salute.
Excellent. Okay. Now, speaking of high fives and a salute, here she is, Linda.
Oh, good morning and welcome back. It feels like, I don't know what it was. Maybe it's, again, the heat. We'll talk about that. We had a great weekend, you know, of course, our show Friday, and then we attended a wonderful memorial for a friend's mother.
Yes.
And then drove to Sacramento and proceeded to put on a huge birthday party where aunts and uncles and cousins and friends from all over came. And we proceeded to put a party on in the backyard at 103?
About 103 degrees.
Yeah.
In your brother's backyard. But luckily there was a swimming pool there.
Yeah, and it was one of those things all day long. And
A lot of 80-year-olds are in there swimming.
But. No. So there was a wonderful DVD put together by Karen of his life, and it was a great time. It's just a great time when you choose to really do things with your family and put and there's always rifts and little things that happens with families, and I think everybody at this point in the game have put things aside, and it's fabulous because everyone's happy to be in the moment. So that was really great. Drove home last night, watched some of the fireworks. Our house, we can see the fireworks from our house. So I kept thinking, 9:30, okay, 9:40, gotta go to bed here pretty soon. 9:45, you see a little bit of fireworks, and then there was this pause. So for all of you that were down there, I'm sure, you know, at the end, there were some really interesting looking pyrotechnic displays that looked like, from where I was, it looked like animals with paws and faces and stuff.
And stars and flags going up. So it looked pretty cool.
Let me give you a little bit of a forecast today. Of course, we know it's going to be hot, but the temperatures look like they're going to be about 103, and it's time for me to take those bracelets off. Okay. And tonight, it's going to be around 69.
I was going through something.
Yeah.
Something.
Velcro.
You know what's going on is somebody has worked on the microphones and the headsets again, and they are outstanding. I can hear things from across the room with these microphones.
Like my bracelets tingling.
Yeah.
The greatest show on earth was a brainchild of a man who said, "There's a sucker born every minute." That's a good way to start
today. Yeah, that's Mike Quinn.
P.T. Barnum was born on this day in 1810 in Bethel, Connecticut. His first pull of the wool over the eyes act happened in 1830 when he had people believing that an elderly black woman, Joyce Heth, was George Washington's childhood nurse. The gullible public supported him successfully over three decades as owner of the P.T. Barnum's Great Traveling Museum, a Menagerie, Caravan, and Hippodrome.
A hippodrome?
Yes.
Isn't horses. That where they're, hippodrome is horses, right, but, okay.
Anyway, I could go on and on and on about that, but there you go.
But P.T. Barnum, okay, this is the funny thing about P.T. Barnum. He did say, as a sucker is born every minute. And he would do things. He would bring up these acts and claim things, you know, like the amazing bearded woman or the seal boy or something like that, and make up all these stories about them. And he was down in New York, right? When was it? It was in the Bowery or somewhere out there. He had this huge thing there, the huge building. And people would just go in there, you know, like it's like going into the Carnival Midway, you know, about the woman that turns into the gorilla. Did you ever see that?
Yes, I saw that. Actually did a story on that some years ago. You know,
it's not like the world's largest pig. I mean, there you can see it. You can see the world's largest pig. You go in there. Now, it may not even be the world's largest pig, but damn, that's a big pig. There's a lot of pork right there.
He did display Jumbo, the world's largest elephant.
Now, that was true, you know, but how do you know it was the world's largest elephant?
I don't know.
Because he said it?
Here's some of his legacy. The General Tom Thumb, the world's smallest man, the first set of Siamese twins, and the famous soprano, Jenny Lind.
Okay, now the Siamese twins, these guys were famous, and they ended up getting married, and both were married, both had kids. Now, I don't even want to get into this. I don't even want to get into this. This is a family. Okay, we can even get up to a G-plus rated show, but how do you have Siamese twins? They get married, they both have a bunch of children. One died.
We don't need that visual this morning, but I would love to see a documentary on it.
One died.
Creative.
And then a little while later, the other one died because, you know, ooh, they separate them. It was just like he was gone. That was it. And the other one died. But they had a successful life. P.T. Barnum, you know, displayed them. And
when did they? The curiosity is at which point did they separate the twins?
Well, after the one died. They lived joined together their entire lives. Yeah, they were 50-something years old or something like that.
That's just phenomenal. You know, when you think of, I don't know, it's a
medical technology.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyway, yes, P.T. Barnum. And you know what, and it gets right down to it. You think that, you know what, he could have, you know, the way he fooled people and the way he did these things, you know, he could have.
We call them political consultants now.
We're going to take a break on that one. Carl and Linda Bott, political consultants. P.T. Barnum, one born every minute. 7:12 in the morning, July 5th, my friends. I hope you had a good, safe 4th of July, and you remembered really what that was about that Declaration of Independence, about us becoming an independent country, us becoming the greatest nation on the face of the earth. This is Free Fire Radio.
Like Grandma and Grandpa used to play.
He drove his car to the shop, slammed on the brakes, and yelled, "You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed." Don Steck, Coachmaster, Collision Repair. His car had been repaired after a collision, but now it had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently to one side or the other, and he never knew when it would occur. He was at wit's end. He had taken the car back multiple times to the shop that repaired it. It was test driven 8 times. I walked around the car and could see evidence of a side impact, which gave me a clue to the problem. "I think I know what's wrong," I said. I put the car on the frame rack and compared its dimensions to a blueprint. As I suspected, the unibody was bent through the center of the vehicle. A test drive is an opinion. A blueprint is a fact. This vehicle should have been blueprinted before the repair. And no, the car was not possessed. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Gramavaglia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Join us in our fantastic voyage at Wind River Casino and play the fantastic Swipe to Win giveaway. The more you play, the more chances you have to win a 2011 Kia Sedona minivan. Wind River Casino offers the largest selection of gaming in Northern California, with new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Swipe to win and play to win. Just use your free River Club card daily. If you don't have a River Club card, don't wait in line. You can register online for your new River Club card and get free play. The rewards are endless. Ask about double entry bonuses. Don't miss your chance to win free slot play and free gas at the weekly drawings on Tuesdays and Thursdays. The big giveaway is on Thursday, July 28th, where you could drive away in your very own 2011 Kia Sedona. For more information on Wind River's fantastic Swipe to Win promotion, log on to WindRiver.com or check us out on Facebook. Better yet, head down to Wind River Casino and check out your all-new 2011 Kia Sedona from Redding Kia. It's better on the river.
Hello, Reading. This is Kurt Largent of Keller Williams Realty and the Largent Team. I'd like to ask you to listen in every Saturday morning here on KCNR for all of your questions with regards to real estate. Here's the bottom line. Amateur hour is over. The days of putting up a sign and waiting for the offers to roll in are gone. You need a superstar. You deserve an expert. You can't afford to settle with regards to your real estate. So please listen in every Saturday morning here on KCNR 1460, brought to you by Jeterbilt Construction, Level Pest, Pete Metz at Megastar Mortgage, and Keller Williams Realty.
Listen for the Kurt Largent Show at a new time, now Saturday mornings from 9 till 10.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Linda Bott, good morning. Hope you had a great 4th and a safe 4th. 7:16 in the morning on July the 5th. Everybody's back. Everybody, is it tough coming back after 3 days there, Bad Bomb?
A little bit. I felt like I was here in spirit.
Yeah, you were cheery yesterday.
Well, I did work the entire weekend, but the work went well.
Yeah, good.
On the Dancing with the Stars videos.
Yeah. Speaking of Dancing with the Stars, my friends, that's this Saturday. Their tickets are $25 a piece unless you're a senior or a child, and then you're $20 a piece. I still have tickets. I know it's hard to believe, but I still have like about 50 tickets for the rifle. And I am taking it. They're $10 a piece. And they will...
We're on the home stretch.
We're on the home stretch here. I'm going to go out to other groups of people and hit them up for money. But the big thing is Dancing with the Stars Saturday night. If you can make it, join our group there. We're going to have an area where Linda is sitting with the core group. You can come in and have your signs and no fireworks. You'll see enough fireworks on the stage, I promise you. The weather today.
Are you feeling
today,
ready?
The weather. Am I ready? You know what? I do. I feel like I am almost there. I feel like that this week is an important week to put the costume on, in this case, a tuxedo with tails, and practice with that. I think that Kathy Babcock deserves a medal.
You know your routine, because I know that when we were getting ready and putting a party together for my dad this weekend, that you actually went through the routine in the grass.
In sandals.
Yeah, but you did it. You did the whole thing. You didn't stop and say, what is that? And then on the way home, I go, what do you think? Girls, what are you thinking?
Okay, here's the difference between here's one of the differences between men and women. Two men can drive down the road for an entire day and speak nothing except, hey, stop, gotta go to the bathroom. And you never once feel that, hey, the other guy doesn't like you or is upset with you. You ride in a car with a woman longer than an hour, and it's like, so what are you thinking of? So why aren't you talking to me?
Well, now you ask me that occasionally, so.
Yeah.
Anyway,
it's usually something's going past my head at 43 miles an hour. Are you upset, honey?
So I asked you yesterday, what are you thinking? And you said, I'm going through the routines. I thought, that's cool.
Yeah, I just know what, it's a safe answer. I can only use it through July 9th, and I got to come up with something else. All right.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Good morning on this 5th of July, 8:43 in the morning.
Hey, you know what? It was a great weekend for businesses here at Shasta County. The houseboats were sold out.
Woo!
The lakes were full. The hotels were full. What can you say? We needed a weekend like that. Now, Bad Bob, did you do any Coast Guard-y work?
I did not. My wife did. She went up to Whiskey Town on Saturday, and she said folks up there were reasonably well-behaved. And
nice.
Reasonably well-behaved means that...
Whiskey Town's actually a very nice lake.
It is. And the fact that public nudity is accepted up there is probably happy.
Well, one thing is interesting, though, is that a lot of folks who aren't necessarily out on the water but tend to hang out on a shoreline and, do their medicinal stuff on a federal property, which the Rangers find to be amusing because the 215 cards don't mean anything on federal property.
Well, let's go beyond that. Okay, let's go there. You know, the feds just came out last week and said, just because we may not be we may not be going after you right now. If you start using this medicinal marijuana thing as a way of raising money, making lots of money, we can still go after you. And they used used when they went into a couple of Montana, one in Montana and one in a couple other places. But essentially here in town, we've got 20 collectives here or dispensaries, and you know they're making money. I mean, it's a nonprofit, right? Well, it's nonprofit for me and you and anybody getting paid taxes, but it's not nonprofit probably for the owners. So what the government just came out and said was, is that we can come in and take a look at this. We can come in and prosecute because it is still against the law. Guess what? Medicinal marijuana is against the law. It has not been changed. You know, I mean, yeah, the guys belong to the Chamber of Commerce. There's a good editorial in here in the Record Searchlight about this. But we talked about this last week. That says that federal resources wouldn't be used to prosecute medical marijuana users in compliance with state law. But it didn't say anything about the privately operated industrial marijuana cultivation areas, which we have. I don't know if it's industrial size, but there's a lot of them out there. And it says growers or dealers of marijuana, medical or not, could face prosecution. And those who knowingly facilitate such activities. Now, here's the funny thing in the editorial is, well, the city is giving out these licenses for these, you know, business licenses for medicinal marijuana and all these communes to run. Are they against the law? It is still against the law to sell a weapon to somebody that uses marijuana. I mean, and it was just this year that the VA accepted the premise of medical marijuana. Before, if you were using marijuana, they weren't going to give you any more meds. So now they are. A little known but important factor. But here, the feds can turn around. And this is something that, you know, that we talked about this long time. And even they admit it, the collectives, is if the feds change their mind and decide to prosecute it, guess what? Every one of these businesses is gone tomorrow. And can the feds take the property? I mean, these things are rented everywhere. Can the feds take the property? Interesting. Hey, we got to take a break here. Carl Lindebot, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, 7:22 in the morning on July the 5th. We're coming back. We have Dancing with the Stars people here. We have, as seen on TV, is here.
Oh, he's a great.
You want to talk about a guy that can sell anything? He's here.
P.T. Barnum.
That's right. Except he sells good stuff.
He
doesn't sell hoaxes here. That's our as seen on TV store guy. All right. This is Free Fire Radio.
On Sundays, it's the Don Shulman Show, featuring you and your money. Sports talk, bridal talk, senior talk. Take me along on Sundays, we'll have some prizes. The chat room will be open, and we're there talking about subjects that affect you, how to save money, and how to do the things you need to do to make your life better and easier. See you on Sundays, 11 to 1, only on KCNR 1460.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Hey,
Hey, Linda, let's head on down to Espresso Joe's. They've got the best coffee for the best prices, and I'm in the mood.
That sounds like a lot of fun. And their special this month is dark mocha. My favorite.
You know, the cost of coffee is on the rise again, too. You know, I want to pick up a couple of pounds for our supply. I want to get some of the Colombia Supremo, my favorite.
Okay, let's go to Espresso Joe's. Fun place, great coffee, and really nice people. Espresso Joe's, 2143 Hilltop, where you get more Joe.
There are those who claim that non-hybrid seeds could one day be worth more than gold. We at the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange say, why do you have to choose? The Patriot carries its own line of heirloom non-hybrid seed packs that store for over 4 years at room temperature, and much longer if you refrigerate them. Each combo pack comes with 10 vegetable varieties that will allow you to plant about a quarter of an acre emergency garden. The Patriot also sells 200 and 275 serving dehydrated food pails with a 20-year shelf life to sustain you and your family until your emergency garden kicks in. As always, you can get your emergency food, seeds, gold and silver cheaper at the Patriot than you can on the internet, and that's even after sales tax. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth by buying gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing, quality food in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and then wait weeks for delivery. Come to the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, and Saturday, 10 to 4, at 3637 Eureka Way in the Sunset Plaza, next to the round table. And get peace of mind today for less.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Good morning. You're listening to KCNR 1460. It is... No kidding.
103 degrees
already. Okay. What is it?
80 degrees already. It updates faster than I can keep the board updated.
That should be a song. It's not even 8 o'clock and it's 80 degrees already. Fiesta! Okay, we're looking at 103 today. Tonight, around 69. It's a beautiful, clear night. It was wonderful to see the moon last night before the fireworks hit. Tomorrow, we're going to be looking around about 103, too, with a mostly clear evening. Tomorrow night, 71. Weather's always brought to you by Ensalmo Vineyards. We've got a new guy up there this weekend. His name is Casey Robinson. It'll be a jazz duo. And they're going to be up there Saturday night. So you might want to check that out if you want to have a fabulous night on the deck and jazz under the stars. It'll be spectacular in Ensalmo Vineyards.
Did anybody see anything about a possible thunderstorms today?
Today?
More likely late tonight, early tomorrow. There's some monsoon moisture coming in. And yeah.
Okay, let me look at this weather outlook.
Well, anyway, while you're looking at
that. Northern California. Afternoon thunderstorm development is possible in the northern and central Sierra Nevada.
Okay.
Possibly.
And other hazardous weather is expected at this time.
Hey, did you, if you go down to Turtle Bay, now I'm going to tell you this, not for you to be, get upset about or to get fearful about, but a man got bitten on July 4th, that was yesterday, by a rattlesnake down at Turtle Bay. Now, that does happen. Don't be fearful, but be alert. Realize that there are nature's little oddities out there at Turtle Bay and along the river trail, listening to other comments and from other people, there are snakes out there. So what you just have to do is be cautious if you've got your kids out there, is to kind of, you know, watch, make sure they're not putting their hands into things, you know, just be aware of what's going on around you. The chances of that happening are rare.
But
it can happen. So what you've got to do is just be aware of what's going on. I mean, there's.
And that's where you teach probably the safety and the hazardous tips on what happens especially in grass and in the heat. The snakes come out. I'm sorry, they do. And I was raised in the country. We always knew that if we were going to be in anything that was over an inch or two, we always had our boots on.
Just watch where you're putting your hands all the time, too. This guy was bitten on his thumb. There's a number of things that, you know, but just be aware that this is snake season, my friend. So if you are out, and it's not just at Turtle Bay, of course, but along the river trail or out in the hinterlands around here, there are snakes, there are rattlesnakes. Be aware, if you're going to be stepping over logs, kind of knowing what's on the other side of the log, probably not a good idea to stick your hand into rocks that you can't see what's in the other end of that rock. Had you just sticking your fingers in there? Just little things to take care of yourself. Now, when we come back from our break here, we're going to have Dancing with the Stars, the head of Women's Refuge. Shasta Women's Refuge is going to be in here for a minute. Then after
Gene King.
Gene King. And then after that, we're going to be talking about the man behind the store. You've seen it on TV, and now it's here. I mean, this is great. How many times have you wanted to buy something?
I'm going to ask him about those portable air conditioners.
Yes, going to. Okay. Hey, this is Linda and Carl. Bought at 7:30 in the morning on July the 5th.
Present.
And we're here. And we're glad you're here. Hey, chat room, thanks so much. You all are back.
From the Fox Business Network, stocks are lower ahead of several major economic reports due out this week. The government is expected to report factory orders rose in May, a sign that supply disruptions stemming from the March 11th earthquake in Japan are fading. Western Union has agreed to buy Travelex Global Business Payments for about $973 million in cash. The deal will allow it to expand rapidly in the business of international payment processing. The Travelex division provides international payment services to business clients, mostly small and medium-sized companies, and distribution partners. That acquisition is expected to close later this year. And the Senate gets back to work today, coming up with a debt reduction plan upon which Republicans and Democrats can agree. Lawmakers have 4 weeks until the August 2nd deadline to raise the government's borrowing power to avoid a government default. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Adam Shapiro.
You know the old saying, if you can't stand the heat, get into Napa. Stop into any participating Napa Auto Parts store or Auto Care Center during July and receive a $10 mail-in rebate for a Napa Legend 75 battery. Summer heat can be harder on your battery than a ton of bricks on a fruit fly. So hurry in and get a jump on Napa's good-to-go deal. Napa know-how. I'm a legend in my own mind, and so is this battery if it had one. Offer expires 7/31/11. See your local Napa Auto Parts store for details.
This Saturday evening, the Cascade Theater will host the 2011 Women's Refuge Dancing with the Stars, Shasta County style. Local stars once again take to the dance floor with local professionals to win your hearts and your votes. This year's stars include Candace Vaughn, North Valley Bank, Denise Jurgensen, Caltrans, Jennifer Kettles, You Top It, Chris Reznor, Dutch Bros, Carl Bott, Free Fire Radio, and Jake Easy, Power 94. Tickets are $20 and $25. On sale now at the Cascade Theater box office or at ShastaWomensRefuge.org. For more information, contact Christy Hansen at 244-0118 extension 202-244-0118 extension 202. Join the fun this Saturday evening in support of the Women's Refuge for an evening of great entertainment. Sponsors include B&T Satellite, Lulu's Restaurant, Redding Electric Utility, Record Searchlight, North Valley Bank, KRCR News Channel 7, Wind River Casino, Free Fire Media, Tuxedo Den, Redding Radio, Enjoy Magazine, Mike Burke Photography, Marie Callender's, Westside Florist, Results Radio, Marshall's Florist, Redding Rancheria, and Anderson Florist and Gifts. Join us and cast your vote for this year's Shasta County Dancing with the Stars champion.
Are you taking time for yourself? Nancy Sutton's House of Yoga is your timeout location. It's a spa for the body, mind, and spirit. Non-competitive, therapeutic, nurturing, and welcoming are some of the words commonly used of the House of Yoga experience. Devoted teachers guide you lovingly through each class. No yoga experience is necessary. Physical limitations are not an obstacle. Men, women, and mature children are welcomed. Yoga is not merely an exercise for the body. It heals you through all aspects of yourself, body, mind, and spirit. We emphasize listening to your inner wisdom, which is always teaching you how to heal and thrive in the midst of your life. The House of Yoga, 246-7256, or the website nshouseofyoga.com. And remember, give yourself the gift of time.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I would like to remind everybody about NorthernLightsEnergyInc.com. You can apply for credit, pay on your account, order fuel for delivery, and check out our CFN and fleet-wide sites. It's that time of the year when you need to start spraying your porches, patios, and fences with our new Log'n Shake. We sell it in 5-gallon pails or bulk. We're selling propane bottle tanks now, 2.5-gallon to 7 gallons, for camping to barbecues. Also, Johnny and Ricky are starting to do a lot of tune-ups on Monitor and Toyo stoves this summer, so you'll be ready for winter. Give us a call for a free estimate. 241-2196. Northern Lights Energy, your Monitor and Toyo stove dealer. For all the hot rods and Harleys and boats, we have high-octane fuel. Northern Lights Energy, Weaverville, Corning, and in Redding, open on Saturday till 3:30. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Red and Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Red and Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Red and Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Vaught.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Vaught. 7:35 in the morning, July the 5th. Hope you had a great 4th of July weekend. Everybody survived it. Yeah, hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by B&T Satellite. B&T Satellite, 244-1988. Do not call the 800 number. Call Doug Tooley. Local guy, veteran, he is back in the Women's Refuge and the Dancing with the Stars big time. Because he wanted to do something for our community. So Doug Tooley, Dish Satellite, if you need Dish Satellite, if you need a TV turned on with great cost, with great service, go see Doug Tooley, 244-1988. All right, we are honored to have today another dancer. And the head of the Women's Refuge, Jean
Good morning.
King, and Jean, who is the head of it, the director, the Big Kona, and Candace Vaughn, one of my competitors.
Good morning.
And Candace is from North Valley Bank, who is, you know what, just, my hat's off to you for dancing there, Candace. You are just, I mean, I've seen you. I mean, you're right out there.
Oh, well, thank you so much for the nice compliments, Carl.
And your dance partner is?
Trevor Leach. He's a 15-year-old student at Foothill High School.
Shout out to Trevor. No, I just think that, hey.
Stop laughing.
You know, it's just, you know what? It's about the community, and it's going to be, that'll be a really fun, all of the performances are going
it's
to be really
be great.
Fun.
It's going to be great.
Now, Candace, your name has been all over the place. Tell us about your Rooftop of Lulu's fundraiser.
Oh, well, that was fantastic. I did that a couple weeks ago. Went up there with the intention that I wasn't coming down until I raised $5,000. And we hit that mark. It was fantastic.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah, it was a great. There was a lot of traffic coming through. One thing I did not anticipate, and it was kind of comical at the time, I didn't think it was, though, the roof started melting on me because it was over 100 degrees, and I got stuck. My flip-flops got stuck in the tar, and then I fell, ruined my brand-new shorts, ruined an ice chest. I didn't anticipate that.
Did you say you ruined an ice?
An ice chest.
Oh, I thought you said
trying
else.
To drag it across the roof. And
I understand when there was a lull.
Whoa.
There was a lull in the fundraising that you said, if somebody doesn't come over here with some money, somebody hit that woman with a car.
Oh, stop. Stop. That lady that did get hit, seriously, is fine.
That's what I heard. I wouldn't have brought
God.
It. I
thank
wouldn't
goodness.
Have brought it up if it hadn't been. Well, you made the money now. Now
I have
what
to let you know,
mean?
I contributed. I won some of your prizes.
You did?
Yes, I did.
That's
a haircut
great.
And a beading class.
Yes.
So thanks.
Well,
it'll
that's cool. So you had raffles while you were on the air.
Yes.
And then you have another fundraiser coming up.
Yes, we do. We have one at Applebee's tomorrow night from 5 to 9. Everybody that comes in, 15% of the meal proceeds will be going to the Women's Refuge. We also will be having more raffles. And I might even toss a few cocktails for entertainment. I don't know.
You mean drink a few? And
I don't know if I'm going to dance on the bar.
You've been serious. You've been really very, very so serious, really heavy and heavily involved in the fundraising aspect of not only dancing so hard, but the fundraising aspect. And we all know that this truly is a wonderful event, one of the big events for Shasta Women's Refuge.
It really is. I think it's our biggest fundraising event of the year. So it's really important. It's a fun event, and I see all over town everybody with all their events and raising money. We're on the air, we're in stores, we're in the newspaper, and it's just great for Women's Refuge. So thank you both for dancing with us.
So let's talk about tickets here, because I'm having people, you know, Reading, I love Reading. I don't know, is it just kind of the way we are today in life in general, anywhere we are, kind of last minute? there are only 900 seats at the Cascade Theater. So telling you now, I know that we set aside 20 tickets. They're all but spoken for. And I've got people, well, what about tickets? We want to sit in your section. Well, I suggest now that the listeners and we want to get it out there, put a call into the box office. Where else are you telling your people to get tickets?
Well, Cascade, and then, of course, the contestants. You know, I took a block of 50, but mm-hmm. I'm down to having 20 left,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah,
so.
Good. And you can buy them online at ShastaWomen'sRefuge.org. So you can buy them there and buy them at the box office. They're $25 for general admission and then for kids under
20, I think it's is it 20?
Was it? I thought they were.
It's 20. It's 20 for kids and seniors, and 25 for adults.
Right.
Now we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to talk to you about dancing. You know, let's get down to the dancing part here. Talk about the fundraisers. Let's talk about what it's taken to get to this point in our lives.
Oh my! What a conversation that's going to be.
We're going to take a break right here. It's Carl and Linda Bott. And we have some fabulous special guests for the Shasta Women's Refuge, Candace Vaughn and Jean King. We'll be right back after these messages.
MMA fights are back as Wind River Casino and Rogue Fights present Vision Quest Cage Fights 4. Extreme mixed martial arts cage fighting at the Wind River Casino Event Center on Saturday, July 16th at 7:30. Doors open at 6:30. These are sure to be the best cage fights in the North State, bringing you another night of extreme fighting in Reading. It's in the cage. Full contact fighting. No limits. This event will sell out. Get your tickets now. Up to 12 bouts of MMA in the cage. On Saturday, July 16th, the Event Center will roar with the thrill of the extreme cage fights that only Wind River Casino can bring you. Don't miss this event. Get your tickets now online or at the gift shop. Great entertainment is coming your way again with the Vision Quest Cage Fights 4 at Wind River Casino on July 16th, presented by Rogue Fights. For more information on the Vision Quest Cage Fights 4, log on to windriver.com. Must be 21 to attend this extreme event. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
Hi, I'm Frank Galusha, your host for My Outdoor Buddy Radio from 6 to 7 Saturday mornings here at KCNR 1460 AM. Our show is packed with fishing, hunting, and outdoor news you can use. All brought to you by The Fly Shop, Rolling Hills Casino, Sevillano Lynx, Clear Creek Sports Club, MyOutdoorBuddy.com, and many other fine sponsors. Tune in My Outdoor Buddy Radio every Saturday morning right here at 1460 AM for the latest fishing, hunting, and outdoor news.
Hi, I'm here with Joe Adamson, owner of Adamson's Peak Performance. Small group personal training. I'm reading it right here. Boring machines are out and toys are in.
Absolutely. This is a 30-minute intense workout for people of all ages, all fitness levels. It's fun and it's over in 30 minutes.
Come to the sessions you want. No scheduling is necessary?
No scheduling. We offer personal training sessions through the day. You choose the one that you want to come to, as many as you want, for one easy monthly fee.
And the monthly fee is?
$99 a month. Gets you a membership and unlimited training.
Can you just imagine? That is like the best thing going.
It's our best value.
$99 a month. You get to have unlimited small group training with a group of people.
It's fun. It's challenging. You'll get stronger. You'll lose body fat. You'll increase your core strength, your cardiovascular system gets an immense workout.
That's Adamson's Peak Performance on Bocelli, next to Yak.
Well, hi. There you are in your comfort zone thinking all is well. Not exactly. The issues facing America right now affect you, your family, and your wallet. Join the conversation on the Alana Burke Show, Monday through Friday at noon, and find out what's really going on. Unabashed, unafraid, and unadulterated conservative talk radio. The Alana Burke Show, making the ears of the liberals and the politically correct burn on a daily basis. Sponsored by Haas Ranch and Farm, growing the North State since 1863.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Yeah, I'm going to beat my drum all day here. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 744 in the morning. It's got to be 80 degrees, July the 5th. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, where we had a fundraiser for the Women's Refuge, and it was a successful fundraiser, and they still have a life-size replica of me down there that they move around, and it lets them, you know, it holds beer and who knows what else it does around there. Anyway, Joe and Shelley support the community. They have Espresso Joe's where you can get any type of coffee. But now they've got the icy drinks also because it's 83 degrees right now. It's time to use it. Our guest, Jean King, who is the director of the Women's Refuge.
Morning.
Hey, good morning. And Candace Vaughn, who is another one of the dancers.
Good morning,
Give me
Carl.
Some knuckles here. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. The whatever got you into dancing here for this?
Well, I'm probably one of the few crazy ones that actually wanted to do it. But see, we're talking 30 years ago, but I was the disco queen of Red Bluff High in 1979.
Do we have photos?
Gosh, did they have photos then?
I think so. Well, yeah. It was, you know, people that could draw real fast. But 30 years ago, I mean, you were still video then.
But yeah, I thought, boy, I've got what it takes. And then I figured out that at 50, it's a little different than it. 17 years old.
Oh, 50, huh?
Yeah,
50. But I'm still running through the jungles with my M16 there, you know?
So, but yeah, it's been wonderful. I've had a great time, but it was a little bit more tolling on my body than I anticipated.
Have you fallen?
No, I haven't fell, so that's right. Good.
Have you fallen?
Good. Yeah.
Really?
We went down one time, yes.
Ooh.
It was,
how'd that go?
How'd that go?
You know, yeah. I was kind of like falling first, so I was trying to get, you know, so she kind of like landed on me, and well, I tried to, you know, anyway.
Aww.
Oh, yeah, I had burn marks on my face and everything. No, it was one of those things where I was just, you know, early on, and I was, we were doing a lift, and when I put her down in a different way, and my feet, you know, tangled. It was like I was wearing spurs, and I just, that was it. Down I went.
So you got some lifts, huh?
Oh yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I hear that little
yeah. And the splits at the end.
Yeah.
Really?
Sure. Do you have kicks?
Do you have some, what are they? I don't know what they're called. A jump up kick move.
Kind of it's a little disco move.
What about you? Got any lifts going in your
school? Yeah, no. Well, my kid, as I fondly refer to him, is about, well, 20 pounds lighter than me, so I say, you're not lifting me. This isn't going to happen. I might lift him.
I bet you Trevor's having a great time, though. What a wonderful thing to put in anyone's resume.
You've got a great sense of humor, though. I mean, I think one thing you need to have is, one is you need to have a sense of humor when you're doing this, in a sense that, hey, I'm going to go out there. I'm not a dancer. I'm going to do the best I can. And the best thing about it, I think, is the audience. The audience is on your side from the second you walk out there. Oh, they're on your side.
Because you're on that stage.
Because you're on the stage and they're not. Uh-huh. Yes.
Well, you have an advantage with Kathy. You might, with Kathy Babcock, who's provides all the dancers, and she's a great dancer for many years.
I guess so, but then again, I'm older than all the other dancers, and I need an advantage.
Well, I can tell you, I've been watching, and I have not been watching. I've been watching Carl go through the process, is what I'm saying. So I'm sharing with our listeners here that he's been very humbled by the experience.
In
the best of ways is that he turned it over, and I love that. I mean, he has just said, tell me what you think I should do. Not me, Kathy. And I have stayed way in the back. I've only watched one rehearsal because I love the organic approach of just letting Carl and the dancers become a unit. So I'm sure, Candace, you and Trevor are, you know, for whatever it is, and this night, you guys will become this fabulous unit. You can look at him and kind of just know at this point from how much time you spent with them what he's thinking.
Yes, definitely.
And be able to
we spent enough hours together. I know all of us, you know, have spent time. Well, some more than others, but definitely.
So yeah. Thursday night's the big dress rehearsal, I understand. It's going to be what they call the megathon. Isn't that right, Jean?
Yeah.
Do tell.
Well, Actually, I don't know too much about that.
I think we're supposed to be on the stage on Thursday.
The dress rehearsal. Friday's a break, and then Saturday's the show. I'm glad they're doing that, so you get a break after that.
I think we probably have a run-through on Saturday, too. But Thursday night, everybody comes in, so everybody learns their spots. And,
I didn't know
and
it was
we go
on
through.
Cascade,
I think we go through it, yeah. I believe it, yeah.
With the spot, hopefully with the lights
with
and everything,
the lights
because that
so
makes a very
see.
Big difference.
Because you sure as heck don't want to go over the other end. Don't even think about that, Candace.
I will if you
Hey, you know what? First, well, we've got to run out of this segment, but I just can't thank you enough, Candace. And it's not because I'm because this is what we did last year. We had all the contestants on.
Uh-huh.
I can't thank the people enough that have signed. You know, have and I'm taking myself out of the equation that have signed up to do this to raise money.
Absolutely, we are grateful for all the work and the time.
It is because I didn't realize how much time it was, and people, other people are putting even more time in, and their fundraising is just astounding.
It is astounding. It's wonderful. We thank you too very much.
Well,
thank you.
It's my pleasure. It's been a wonderful experience.
It has been. You know what? It's you have to kind of like, and for me, it's just take the whole ego and just it's gone because you can't dance. I can't, you know, I couldn't dance. So when people say to me, "Can you dance?" I have learned that I can dance two dances, specific dances to specific music. I can do that.
Well, I actually give you more credit for not being a dancer. Like I said, I thought I was a dancer, but it was very humbling to learn ballroom dancing.
Yeah. I should have a handicap. I should start out with 2 points right away.
I think you look good out there. I don't think you've got I think you look good, so you don't need a handicap.
They tell me just keep on smiling. Whatever happens, just keep on smiling.
Before we go out on stage, Candace, we'll look at each other and go, keep moving, keep smiling. Yeah. There you go. If they have to drag you off the stage, keep smiling. Okay, thank you so much. Jean King, who is the director of the Women's Refuge and is the force behind this, and Candace Vaughn from North Valley Bank, who is just a star here, and you're going to be great.
Oh, thank you so much, Carl.
You bet.
Thank you.
Okay.
And again, the fundraiser tomorrow night, the fundraiser this week.
Yes, tomorrow night, Applebee's, 5 to 9. Raffles and come and eat and drink and have a great time and support the Shasta Women's Refuge.
Great. And then Saturday night, that's it.
The show's on,
Dancing with the Stars. Come on out and just have a great time. I have never not had a great time when I was there and just watching this. So come on out, our friends. Come on out and support the Refuge and support the dancers. Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Human success is produced not so much by great pieces of good fortune that seldom happen, as by little advantages that occur every day. Ben Franklin was a wise man. Great wisdom cannot be ignored. Five Star Bank wants to be your hardworking partner in success. In today's changing landscape, Five Star Bank understands that emerging businesses need those little advantages on a daily basis. Five Star Bank knows that businesses need to create new markets and established businesses need to stay competitive. Whether you are looking for a banking partner to help you build your business, your real estate portfolio, or tackle that addition on your home, look to Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank is ready to partner with you to acquire, develop, and finance property. Yes, good things can happen. Smart people doing good business. Visit us, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call us at 223-6652. On the web, fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank. Professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm working two jobs, and my husband works too. My kids go to school with your kids. I sit next to you at PTA meetings. We live right next door. We've been neighbors for years. You know my family and me pretty well, but here's one thing you don't know. I'm one out of every six Americans. And my family is struggling with hunger. Like you, we believe in this country. What's hard to believe is in the land of milk and honey, how many hardworking Americans have to choose between paying bills and feeding their families. This is a problem with a solution. Please visit feedingamerica.org today and find your local food bank for ways to help.
Every dollar you donate helps provide 7 meals for those around you quietly struggling with hunger. Together, we're feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
A safe and reliable vehicle is not only important to your peace of mind, it's good for everyone else on the road as well. Regular automotive maintenance can actually help save you a lot of money by spotting and correcting small problems before they turn into those costly major repairs. A tradition of service above and beyond what customers can get anywhere else is what sets Advanced Automotive of Reading apart from the rest. Tim Morlock opened Advanced Automotive years ago with that simple philosophy in mind, and now his son Cody is ready to serve their customers well into the next generation of cars and drivers. Come see the difference for yourself at Advanced Automotive. They're located in South Reading, where State Route 273 meets South Bonneview at 5756 West Side Road, behind NorCal Transmissions. Give them a call at 244-4423 or visit them online at advancedautoreading.com.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Is that called crack that whip?
Yeah, whip it. That's what my instructor does when I'm dancing with the stars here. Hi, this is Carl Lindebaugh. Welcome back. 7:55 in the morning on July the 5th. You know, usually we don't do this. We don't usually just bring a guest in here in the last few minutes, but we're going to because he's a great guest, and we're going to take him over into the next hour. And it's just because we have because we enjoy having him on.
Gene Haheim. Welcome to the program.
Well, thank you.
And as seen on TV...
Store.
Yeah. No, I was going to get it all out. But see, as seen on TV, store. Yeah. And, tell us about you first before we get into this, because you've got a great
background. A little history of Gene Haheim.
Well, a little history, huh?
Yeah.
Well, everybody calls me Grandpa now.
Oh, I like that.
I've been here in Reading about 5 years. Before that, I was from Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. We had a store in...
Coeur d'Alene's beautiful.
Oh, it is. I loved it up there. But it was way out of the...
Right.
Way out of the loop there. And, I've been coming through Reading for, 30 years?
Uh-huh.
Always thought it was a nice town, but I didn't think I'd want to live here. And then I met my wife, Loanna.
Who is from Reading?
She's from Anderson all her life.
Okay,
And we got married here, and golly, I wouldn't want to live anywhere else.
Isn't that interesting?
I love it here.
Besides, and not even besides, along with the fact that, we have extreme temperatures.
You know what? It's not that bad. You get some hot weather, 10, 20 days? The rest of the year, it's beautiful.
Right.
Beautiful.
It is. And
where else do you get the beautiful lakes like Whiskeytown and Shasta and the mountains? And how about, most importantly, the community?
Yeah, I love the community, too. Yep. Great fireworks last night. Night before, we was down for the big barbecue over in Anderson.
So you did both nights?
I didn't do the fireworks in Anderson. We just did them here.
Well, Bad Bob's telling us it was really good in Anderson. Yeah, so, Anderson. Last night there was a hiccup with it. But you know what? It came back in a few minutes. So,
I didn't realize it. We thought we waited and we waited. And we thought it was over and we left.
Well, I was wondering how many people would do that.
And then all of a sudden, there it goes again.
Wow.
We were watching it. And, usually at the end, there's a big crescendo.
Yeah,
of it.
Yeah.
And so you're kind of looking at it and thinking, well, I thought there was a problem, and I didn't know if they were going to shoot anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And
we thought it was over.
Well, we kind of wandered back into the house and walked back into back in the other end of the house, and then we heard the explosion start off again.
Yeah.
And our dog sat in my lap the whole time, and just her ears are up, and she's watching this, and then she'd reach up and lick my face a little bit now and then, and she'd bark, but it was like. Okay, this is big stuff.
Well, when we get back from our Fox News break, we're going to get into the meat and bones. Tell us about how As Seen on TV was created, how the As Seen on TV store came about, how many are there, how are the products, how do you find the products? Because it seems like new and inventions, they seem like you can only get them at As Seen on TV. It's not like you can go into Macy's and get that particular product.
Right. We have to find them.
And you have to find them.
And let me tell you how good you all are, because I went in there, because I go to your store. And you've got that stuff, that super tape.
Oh, yeah.
That just stops everything, and I needed it. I went in there. I want the super tape, whatever it's called. It's called super tape.
For my motorcycle.
I was like third in line. You had sold out completely. And they said, if you'd like to leave your name and phone number. And I went, okay. I left. I said, I'll never hear from this again, because how are they going to keep it? And you know what?
You got a call.
10 days later, I got a phone call. And it said, the tape is in. But that was just a message. And I'm thinking, who is that? What is this? What are they talking about? The tape is here. I thought, okay.
And
it took me a couple of days, and it's gone again. So hey, we got to take a break here.
Today we're going to go get tape. How's that?
Today we're getting tape. Maybe, if it's there. Carl on the bot.
We'll be right back with Gene Haheim.
As seen on TV. This is Carl and Linda Bott, and this is Free Fire Radio.
You've been listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. Is there progress in deadlock talks on Capitol Hill?
I think there's a growing group of Republican senators and House members that actually are willing to increase the debt ceiling.
However, Republicans like Senator Ron Johnson don't see eye to eye with Democrats on how to cut the deficit. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live in Washington.
The Senate cut short a week-long vacation to hammer out a debt ceiling deal, but today's agenda is absent of any formal negotiations. Democrats are still waiting for the White House to RSVP on a working lunch tomorrow.
We should be looking at deductions and credits and exclusions that don't make sense.
Ohio Republican Rob Portman says tax reform could be a part of a deficit reduction deal. Democrats suggest closing corporate tax loopholes, but many Republicans reject that proposal, calling it a tax hike, Dave.
Jared, this afternoon the Senate is scheduled to vote on the Kerry McCain resolution to give President Obama authority to continue military action in Libya. House lawmakers have already rejected a similar resolution. There's hope seven Americans are still floating, hoping to be found in the Gulf of California.
The Mexican Navy not giving up on this one. They're searching for those seven American tourists. They're saying it is possible, even though it's been 2 days now, that they could still be alive, and they're basing that on the hot temperature and the warm waters.
35 others have already been rescued. One American died when their fishing boat sank. Gina Silva with Fox affiliate KTTV.
Early Sunday morning, while nearly everyone was asleep, a strong and sudden storm hit the area. Massive waves toppled over the boat. Many of the tourists weren't able to grab life jackets. They managed to hang on to coolers and other stuff that was floating in the water. Some of the men made it to a secluded island in the Gulf.
NASA will start counting down for Friday's space shuttle launch, the final one, this afternoon. But while Atlantis is ready to go, the weather might get in the way.
Right now we are going with a 60% chance of KSC weather prohibiting launch due to the potential for showers and isolated thunderstorms in the area.
Shuttle weather officer Kathy Winters. This is Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
Mortgage rates are the lowest they've been in 8 months. I'm Jay Farner here with Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news for you. Just listen to how low these rates are. The 30-year fixed rate is 4.25%, APR 4.56%, the 15-year fixed 3.5%, APR 3.93%, and the 7-year ARM 2.99%, APR 3.21%. Now is the time to call Quicken Loans and take advantage of these incredibly low rates, because I'm telling you, they will not stay this low much longer. The fact is, if you're current mortgage interest rate is 5% or higher, you need to call Quicken Loans right now. Don't miss out on the lowest mortgage rates of the year. Give Quicken Loans a call today at 866-QUICKEN. That's 866-QUICKEN. Do not look back years from now and say, man, I wish I would have locked my rate back in July of 2011. Quicken Loans will give you the best possible mortgage with the best possible rate in the shortest amount of time. And that, my friends, is why Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze.
Adjustable rate is subject to change. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030.
Anthony is still waiting, her jury deliberating a second day, deciding if she murdered her daughter, Kaylee. An American set free in Greece days after he was arrested, taking part in that flotilla of ships attempting to break Israel's Gaza blockade. Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley, live in Jerusalem.
Dave, a Greek court released the American captain who was arrested 4 days ago after trying to sail the U.S. ship that's part of the flotilla called the Audacity of Hope. Greece has banned all boats from departing from its shores to take part in the flotilla, citing security reasons. Last year's attempt to break the Israeli naval blockade resulted in Israeli soldiers boarding a Turkish boat. Violence ensued, and 9 activists were killed. Dave?
Courtney, in Egypt, three of ousted President Mubarak's ex-government ministers acquitted of corruption charges the day after 10 policemen charged with killing protesters during Egypt's massive uprising were freed on bail, prompting demonstrators to storm the Cairo courtroom. Mubarak and his sons are set to go on trial next month, charged with killing people in a crackdown on protests. As Congress keeps bickering over cutting the deficit and raising the debt ceiling, Minnesota is in a budget standoff still that has thousands of state workers off the job.
The Democratic governor and the GOP-controlled state legislature continue to be at odds over how to close Minnesota's $5 billion budget deficit, and no new talks are scheduled. This as politicians get an earful from the public and state workers during holiday parades.
You can get the budget going?
Yes, sir. If this was me and I wasn't doing my job, I'd be fired.
A judge has ruled that food pantries across Minnesota can continue to hand out food during the shutdown, and the Minnesota Zoo has reopened. But horse racing is at a stop. Canterbury Park in suburban Minneapolis plans to file an appeal to get the track back up and running, saying it paid July fees to the State Racing Commission. Jennifer Kuiper, Fox News Radio.
On Wall Street, a little selling after last week's big rally. The Dow's down 32. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott, 8:05 in the morning on July the 5th. It is going to be a warm one today there, sweetheart.
Currently 86 degrees here at 8:05 in the morning. Today, our temperatures are looking to get around 103. Those fabulous triple digits are in the horizon. Tonight, we are going to have around 69 and clear. Tomorrow, we're looking at about 103 the same. Hot days ahead of us in the triple digits, but Friday and Saturday, it looks like we're coming down to under 100 degrees. The weather's always brought to you by Ensemble Vineyards.
Where it's cooler.
Yes, and absolutely our guest today. We are really excited about having you here.
Well, thank you. I love being here.
Gene Hoheim, who is the owner of As Seen on TV Stores.
That's several right. of them.
Four locations.
We have four stores. We opened our first one here in Redding about 5 years ago. And then we went to Chico. Then we went to Roseburg, Oregon. And we're also in Medford, Oregon. That was our newest store. And we're thinking about maybe Bend, Oregon, Bend, and maybe Eugene, Oregon.
Oh, cool.
Oh, and my son has one in Hillsboro, Oregon.
Okay.
So you, it's like a franchise.
Not really, no.
Okay.
It's not a franchise. It's a corporation.
Okay.
And I started the corporation about 10 years ago up in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. We had a store up there for a while. And like I said, it was way up there out of the loop. We came down to Redding, and I just love it here in Redding.
Well, now you've been in the sales, so you've been out there and selling things for a while.
Yes.
And your last time you were on here, it was because I just love this. When you went to the state fairs and things and used to do those.
As a matter of fact, right now we have four booths at the Pleasanton County Fair, Alameda County Fair, Pleasanton, California. That'll end this coming Sunday. And Wednesday we open at the California State Fair.
Oh, my gosh. That's Wednesday. I can't believe it's already here.
Yeah, it's already here.
So your booth will be like As Seen on TV store booth, or are there certain products?
At the state fairs and county fairs, we do just one product at each booth. At California State Fair this year, I have two booths. That's all I have. One is we sell this super pet tool that gets the extra hair off the pet.
I've seen that.
Yeah, it's just a great tool. I mean, you won't have any more hair in your pets all around the house, you know.
Oh boy!
And
yeah, we could use that on your beard, Bad Bob.
Oh, yeah, it won't work on his beard.
It won't.
You sure? It doesn't pull the hair. It doesn't cut the hair. It just removes all the dead hair. So the dogs and the cats, they have
right.
this dead hair.
Yeah.
And it takes all that off. We have a booth with that, and then my favorite booth at the California State Fair, we call it the salsa maker. This is a little machine. You put all the vegetables in, turn the crank, and it makes the salsa. I started demonstrating that in about 15 years ago when it first came out. We did a lot of fairs with it, and we sold a ton of them. That's a great machine.
Well, you know what?
I've
got one of those.
Excuse me?
I've had that. I've got an electric one, and I've got this one.
Yeah.
And I like the one that you turn yourself better, the electric, and it chops it too
much. Are you sure you still have it?
I'm not sure, but bet I know where to find one.
Yeah. I don't think.
But I had one.
Well, to give you an example, down at our store, we sell them for $19.95 mm-hmm. with all the attachments and everything. And it's the best you can buy. Go to the State Fair, we have the very same one. We have to charge $29.95.
Oh.
See, the State Fair, that's the high rent district.
Right.
Okay.
Right. What would you say if I were to walk into the store today, can you tell me would be, okay, can't keep them in stock besides the tape Carl was talking about, the hot item?
Well, you know, that's the problem we have. All the hot items that are on television right now, we call the manufacturers, the companies, and try to get them. And they say, well, we'll give you 24. They just won't give us enough until people have bought them out on mm-hmm. television. Then they have extras, then we can get them. So we have the older stuff always.
Mm-hmm.
The newer stuff, we fight to try to get it every day.
Okay, before we take our break, just somebody from the chat room just wanted to tell you that Becky, I guess is a store
Becky,
manager,
yeah. Becky does all our ordering.
Fantastic job. They just wrote it in here.
Becky must have called in.
Oh, no, we know who this is. I don't know, maybe he's married to Becky. No. I'm not sure.
So, Becky is my daughter-in-law, and she is great on order. That's her job. She just got to find all the stuff and bring it in the store
great. And
order it. Yeah, Becky does a great job.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. We're talking, has seen on TV, somebody that has seen the concept and said, I'm going to make my own stores, and has built it. A string of stores.
We'll talk about that.
A real entrepreneur.
Love that. Yeah, I love that. Okay, this is Carl and Linda Bott. It's 8:10 in the morning. We're talking about business. We're talking about somebody that's taken a step forward and is still moving. When we get back, as seen on TV stores, this is Free Fire Radio.
Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
When Chamber members tell us why they belong to the Chamber, they say things like, the Chamber helps me grow my business. Chambers like my own private marketing department helping me find customers. They keep me in touch with other member businesses that may turn out to be vendors from whom I can find high-quality product. Some of them even become customers of my own. Chamber provides these opportunities through our publications, events, seminars, literature distribution, and other programs. The mission of the Chamber is to stimulate a business climate in which our members grow their businesses. If you're a business owner in the Reading area, call us today at 225-4433 or visit our website at readingchamber.com for more information on how we can partner with you and your company's success.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
From time to time, we take solemn oaths to make positive changes in our lives. We call them resolutions. Many resolutions require great personal sacrifice. To lose weight, to get in shape, to be friendlier to your in-laws. This time, make a resolution where success is guaranteed. Improve your dental health. It requires no sacrifice, just a phone call to Palisadro Dentistry at 547-5757. Even after years of dental neglect, Dr. William Farrell and his able staff will employ cutting-edge techniques gained over 30 years of professional experience to restore that youthful, charming smile. Anxiety is no longer an impediment to dental health. Palisadro Dentistry specializes in overcoming dentist dread with sedation dentistry. For worry-free dental care, call Palisadro Dentistry today at 547-5757 or visit palisadrodentistry.com. And who knows, with an improved smile, maybe your in-laws will like you better. Special consideration to veterans. Financing available. OAC.
Well, hi. There you are in your comfort zone, thinking all is well. Not exactly. The issues facing America right now affect you, your family, and your wallet. Join the conversation on the Alana Burke Show, Monday through Friday at noon, and find out what's really going on. Unabashed, unafraid, and unadulterated conservative talk radio. The Alana Burke Show, making the ears of the liberals and the politically correct burn on a daily basis. Sponsored by Haas Ranch and Farm, growing the North State since 1863.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Carl and Linda Bott. Yeah, you're blinded by the light. 8:14 in the morning on July the 5th. Hope you had a great, safe 4th of July and you thought about our warriors out there in the walls while you were having your barbecue. 86 degrees, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Advantage Eye Care. Dr. Joseph Layout, 1751 Hartnell Avenue. He's our optometrist. He does a great job. He's been around here in Reading for 20 years. He's got an on-site lab. He's got glasses for the whole family. He's got this latest design of progressive lenses that one of us is going to go get.
Well, I was supposed to do it before the holidays. I just couldn't get over there. So today, they have little rhinestones on the side, too. You know, so they're cute.
Well, that just probably popped up that price.
Well, anyway. It did, but I don't care, because if I'm going to wear bifocals, by God, they're going to look fabulous.
You know, that's the thing, is that they don't look like bifocals. Those are the progressive lenses with freeform design. Okay, Dr. Joseph Lay, again, he is our choice for optometry. He takes care of Linda's eyes and my eyes. And you've only got two of them, my friend, so go on down there and have him check your eyes. I think you're going to enjoy the whole process. I mean, you got to get him checked. You might as well enjoy the process.
Our guest this morning is Gene Haheim, and you probably have seen As Seen on TV commercials, but we're talking about the corporation of As Seen on TV stores, and there are four, and you're expanding. And so at the break, we were talking about the entrepreneurial spirit of, you know, you're going to take lemon and make lemonade out of it, is kind of, I would think, is the kind of person you are, Gene.
Well, I enjoy doing it, and we just go out and go to work.
Go to work. Store. Go to work.
Open another
you
store.
Don't let that thing bite you in the back.
No.
You can't.
No. Did you ever do Ginzu knives?
You know, I did Ginzu knives, and right after this show today, I'm going to make a new commercial with you guys.
You are?
The Ginzu knife, I sold that in 1961.
Yes, I knew it was around a long time.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, the first time I ever seen them sold, it was Ronnie Popeil selling them. His dad invented it.
Ron Popeil.
Right.
His dad, pocket fisherman.
That's right. Ron Popeil invented it. Ron's dad invented it about 1960. And they sold them for $2.
Wow.
$2. That was a retail price. Now you go anywhere, they're $20. And if you come down to the store this week, $9.95. Now, wait a minute.
There's more.
That's right. $9.95.
I love that.
Buy one, get one free.
Operators are standing by.
That's right. Buy one and get one free, two for $9.95. And if you mention you heard me on the radio here, I'm going to give you three. And the price is still $9.95.
Give me a visual. I need to see a visual about what you're talking about for $9.95. You're talking about Ginzu. Is it a knife set? Is it one?
It's one knife.
Okay.
Surgical steel, electrically tempered blade. It's flexible. Cut around a bone, through a bone, dislocate chicken bone. If you're a plumber, you cut pipe. If you're a carpenter, you cut wood. And I have a friend of mine that cut his way out of jail. That's right. That's no bull. That's a real, really sharp knife.
So three.
Three,
you know,
for $9.95.
I've got chills. That's just, you know, when you're like, oh, that's so
good.
You
know what? I didn't know I was going to do this.
I just put it out in the chat room. Okay, you get one Ginzu knife.
You get two
for $9.95. You mention Free Fire Radio, you get a third one. This is enough for Christmas, my friends. Get up there.
You know what? I never thought I was going to do this. I'm going to have to order more in a few minutes. I'll have them float in.
That's good. Those things have stayed around for, well, as good as good.
They are really good. I mean, I get people to tell me they've bought them 20 years ago. They're still sharp. If they get dull, you bring it back. We'll give you another one just like it.
I've probably seen a couple of those in fishing kits, in the lure boxes.
Well, you do them to get out of jail. saw through the wall. Okay. We're having a good time with this, and it's a business that you're in, but it must be something you enjoy.
Oh, I do enjoy it. I've been doing it, like I said, since 1961, when I first started in this business. I got a job at the fair selling magic. And I sold magic for about 5-6 years. And
magic? You mean like magic tricks?
Yes, magic tricks. Oh. Yes, I sold those for quite a few years.
Really?
Yeah.
Like a magic in a box?
Yeah, it was a magic deck of cards. You know, the cards change spots and this and that. We made it look like the cards changed.
Oh, do you ever think about now and then?
I think about it, but I don't want to do it anymore.
What would you say you had, I mean, besides a Ginzu, but what would you say is your favorite item you've sold over the years?
Well, I love the Tefal cookware. I sold that for years.
Oh, my gosh. I love cookware.
Yeah, I sold Tefal cookware for years. And, you know, we had it at the fairs and shows. And then before you know it, all the stores got it. And, you know, so now we don't sell it anymore.
You don't have it now?
No, but you can get that in JCPenney's or any of the department stores have it.
Do you have the frying pan, the pot, any pots and pans there?
Some stainless steel pans that you see at the fairs, you know, some of those. We don't really have a lot of cookware.
You just have all those great things. You know, to me, going to the fair.
Carl loves gadgets.
Is I just go around and I look at everything, that you know, all the vendors.
Because
looking at the vendors, to me, is you see all these great things, and you see people doing things with the stuff they have that I realize I will never be able to do that. You know, they take these...
Vitamix at Costco.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we bought a Vitamix.
Yeah, we did.
And do you think we've used it like they've used it? No. You have to do this.
We could.
We could do it if we just sat down and looked at the directions.
Looked at the book and tried different things, and so it's the same thing with that. So what was it about the cookware that... What worked for you that you like so much?
Well, the cookware was really good. First of all, it was like a Teflon, but it was embedded into the metal. So if you wouldn't scratch it like you did the original Teflon.
Oh.
And nothing would stick, burn something, wipe it out with a paper towel. And what really made it good for me, there was about 12 or 14 sizes. So people would buy one size, they'd love it, and they'd come back and get the rest or get some more. A lot of items like the Ginsu knife, you know, you sell them one, that's about it. You don't need three. Makes a nice gift for somebody, or your tackle box or toolbox.
You can get three today down there.
Yeah, you get three for $9.95.
For $9.95.
That's less than wholesale.
Well, we just want to
Every time we sell one, we lose more money.
Well, if you'd like to have a question, you can call in here at 605-4567 this morning. The hotline is open, or you know, give us a question.
Pop in
the chat room at KCNR 1460. Chat room is very active this morning. We love you. You are chat packers.
What time is the store open, and where are you?
Oh, that's a good question.
Oh, hello.
We open at 9 every morning, and we close at 6.
9. Good for
9
you.
9 o'clock.
Okay, now, do you make Ginsu chainsaws?
No, we don't.
Well, the Ginsu cut through government red tape.
It's good, but it's not that good.
Hey, we got to take a break here. We're having a good time. You know what? This is our chat room. You got to love these guys.
Our guest
and
is Gene.
These women, too. They're just great.
That's right. Our chat packers. Our guest is Gene Haheim from As Seen on TV Stores. We'll be right back after these messages on KCNR 1460.
Saturday evening, the Cascade Theater will host the 2011 Women's Refuge Dancing with the Stars Shasta County Style. Local stars once again take to the dance floor with local professionals to win your hearts and your votes. This year's stars include Candace Vaughn, North Valley Bank, Denise Jurgensen, Caltrans, Jennifer Kettles, You Top It, Chris Reznor, Dutch Bros, Carl Bott, Free Fire Radio, and Jake Easy, Power 94. Tickets are $20 and $25. On sale now at the Cascade Theater box office or at ShastaWomensRefuge.org. For more information, contact Christy Hansen at 244-0118 extension 202-244-0118 extension 202. Join the fun this Saturday evening in support of the Women's Refuge for an evening of great entertainment. Sponsors include B&T Satellite, Lulu's Restaurant, Redding Electric Utility, Record Searchlight, North Valley Bank, KRCR News Channel 7, Wind River Casino, Free Fire Media, Tuxedo Den, Redding Radio, Enjoy Magazine, Mike Burke Photography, Marie Callender's, Westside Florist Results Radio, Marshall's Florist, Redding Rancheria, and Anderson Florist and Gifts. Join us and cast your vote for this year's Shasta County Dancing with the Stars champion.
Human success is produced not so much by great pieces of good fortune that seldom happen, as by little advantages that occur every day. Ben Franklin was a wise man. Great wisdom cannot be ignored. Five Star Bank wants to be your hardworking partner in success. In today's changing landscape, Five Star Bank understands that emerging businesses need those little advantages on a daily basis. Five Star Bank knows that businesses need to create new markets and established businesses need to stay competitive. Whether you are looking for a banking partner to help you build your business, your real estate portfolio, or tackle that addition on your home, look to Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank is ready to partner with you to acquire, develop, and finance property. Yes, good things can happen. Smart people doing good business. Visit us, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call us at 223-6652. On the web at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank. Professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, Linda, let's head on down to Espresso Joe's. They've got the best coffee for the best prices, and I'm in the mood.
That sounds like a lot of fun. And their special this month is dark mocha. Mmm, my favorite.
You know, the cost of coffee is on the rise again, too. And, you know, I want to pick up a couple of pounds for our supply. I want to get some of the Colombia Supremo, my favorite.
Okay, let's go to Espresso Joe's. Fun place, great coffee, and really nice people. Espresso Joe's, 2143 Hilltop, where you get more Joe.
Today, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms, from animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics, and genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at lazy69ranch.com.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Boom. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460. It's Carl and about 8:24 in the morning, July the 5th. It's 86 degrees out there, and Bob likes to dance around.
He was
around.
Just waiting for the ooh.
You haven't lived, you've seen Bad Bob doing,
it's really good.
Doing his bump and grind here.
Yeah, not get me out there.
Okay, do his bump and grind.
Where's our webcam?
Yeah, well, you know, soon.
Do they have
soon.
Those? Do you have anything electronic at the SNN TV store?
Electronic? I can't think of anything.
All right.
You have to call Becky.
Yeah, we'll find out. We're going to go today, and we'll let you all know, because we're going in today.
Our guest, Gene Haheim, and from the As Seen on TV store, which you began. You started this, your four stores that you have, and you're looking at expanding some more in it. It's open at 9 o'clock. It's open from 9 to 6, and it's located at the?
At Chasta Center on Churn Creek Road.
That's right.
By Dairy Queen, behind Cole Handlers.
Keebler's Furniture.
Who
are good people. We like Keebler's,
yeah. They are such great landlords. There are landlords there.
Well, you know, they are. And you know what? Keebler's are such, I mean, another local family in town that, you know, that does good work. Yeah, we have.
And the word comes to mind is integrity.
That's it.
Yeah. And they're one of the reasons I went to Roseburg, Oregon, because they have a store in Roseburg, Oregon, too.
Okay.
Beautiful place.
Yeah, it is.
So, okay, so you've sold in, you know, you sold in carnivals, and then, okay, what was it that just said to you that day, I'm going to start a store?
Well, I have a good friend of mine that lives in Tennessee, and he has had stores all his life. As a matter of fact, it's a really good story with him. He lives in Gatlinburg, Tennessee. He went there in the 60s and opened up a little shop making wood signs. Carving, you know, your name and a piece of redwood. And
gone fishing, stuff like
that.
Yeah,
yeah, and your name and address to put out in front of. He opened that shop in sometime in the 60s, and he's the one who started doing As Seen on TV stores in that area. And he's a good friend of mine. He helps me out a lot, so he's really the reason I started my stores.
We love Tennessee. Both of us spend a great deal of time. In fact, you lived there for a while. So
did you?
I could see that would really be a fit there and how it's been a fit here. So he inspired you.
He inspired me, and he still helps me out today.
Well,
advice, loans me money. He doesn't know that yet.
Well, we're so happy that you came on the show today to talk about it. And
next to the Piggly Wiggly,
and South, and to come on and tell us about the tour, because we've had nothing but we go in there. It's great service. The people are really nice. Like I said, I was so impressed when I got the phone call back about the tape, and you know, even though it was kind of a succinct message, and I was trying to figure it out, and the fact is that those things that you have there. So, final thoughts here.
Well, my wife really does a lot of work helping the people and teaching the people how to work, and because she's a great salesman, too. That's how I met my wife. She was doing the fairs, demonstrating different products. She invented a product about 20 years ago, but I'm older now. It's probably 30 years ago that she sold in the fairs and shows for years.
And what was that product?
Geez, isn't that terrible? I forgot the name of it.
All right, we'll find out in a little bit because we're going to go to. I love it. Okay, our guest this morning is Gene Haheim, and you did announce a special with the Ginsu knife that buy one, get the second one free. And then if you mention Free Fire Radio or KCNR, Carl Lindabot, what else?
Anything like that.
That does it.
I want three.
And you get three. You get three knives. You just say, here's my $9.99. Give me my three knives.
That is so cool.
I will give them to everybody for Christmas. I've done that before. Anyway.
Do you have any closing thoughts? Because we're going to be taking a break here in just a moment.
Well, I really enjoy being here and enjoy watching you guys work here. And I've heard you on the radio for years, and now I get to see it.
Oh.
I really enjoy being here. Thank you very much for having me.
Well, you know, we enjoy having you on. You're always a kick when you come on about things you've done in the past, and you started a business, expanding a business. You know, we just have nothing but just best wishes about that. You know, and that you did this during a tough time, and it's working. You know, you can do it. You find that niche. It works.
Yeah, we have a lot of good employees in our stores, too.
Oh, that's the big
thing.
And
we support you to keep on keeping on.
Thank you.
That's right. We may go down there and get a $9.99.
We may?
We are.
We
okay,
are.
We're going down there today. We're getting them. And guess what, Bad Bob? You may get one as a present. Maybe.
In fact, Boosted, why don't you edit your... You can edit with one of the Ginzu knives. That one. Love it.
I like the cutting through red tape and a Ginzu chainsaw. There we go. You never have to resell. Thank you so much for being here today, sir. And it won't be the last time. We like having people on that are successes.
All right.
Great. Okay, when we come back, we're going to be talking about some things that's happened that's been commented on in the chat room about the VA. Did the Houston VA say you couldn't use God bless in a ceremony
in Houston, did they really say? Let's check it out.
Did they really close the chapel down? And now they use it as a storage place. And was there a demonstration yesterday? Yeah, we're going to talk about that when we get back, along with a couple other things that might just tickle your fancy.
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding. This will be just a moment with news from Fox. We'll be right back.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lillian Wu. Senator staying in Washington in the face of a debt ceiling deadlock.
Wisconsin Republican Senator Ron Johnson saying he sent a letter to the president putting the blame for a possible default in his lap.
If one soldier doesn't get paid, if one debt payment is not met, it's their fault.
But South Carolina Democratic Congressman Jim Clyburn says the biggest obstacle is the definition of tax hike, and Republicans equating closing loopholes with a tax hike.
Fox Radio's Rich Johnson. The jury in the Casey Anthony murder trial currently taking a short break from deliberations. They were busy sifting through evidence.
Hearing testimony from transcripts read back to them, working on the 7-count indictment of Casey Anthony for the events surrounding her toddler daughter Kaylee's death. If the prosecutors get their way, she'll be found guilty of first-degree murder, but the jurors could find her guilty of a lesser crime like aggravated manslaughter.
Fox Radio's Evan Brown, Fox News. We report, you decide.
Integrity Heating and Air is proud to announce their new state-of-the-art comfort and design center at 5213 Industrial Way in Anderson. Integrity and Lennox would like to say thanks to the North Valley for your continued business and referrals. The warm summer months are upon us, and it's time to call Integrity, your local premier Lennox dealer. No one ever thinks a problem will happen with their cooling system, but like Integrity Heating and Air and Lennox has always said, it takes more than just a good system to get it right. Having regular maintenance performed on your system will reduce energy costs and prevent the possibility of future problems. For over 10 years now, the North Valley has been counting on Integrity Heating and Air and Lennox. With an 82% referral rating, Integrity, your local premier Lennox dealer, is one of the most trusted names in the industry. It's all about outstanding customer service with quality personnel to make sure all your comfort needs and expectations are satisfied. Call Integrity Heating and Air, your local premier Lennox dealer today for a free estimate and rebate information. 365-9100. That's 365-9100. Integrity and Lennox. Comfort you can trust.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, Open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Springwater, naturally the best.
Hi, I'm Assemblymember Jim Nielsen. Last year, California lost more than 28,000 acres of land due to fires, leaving families devastated and causing billions in property damage. If you live in an area prone to fires, protect your family. First, clear an area of 100 feet around your home to reduce flammable vegetation. Also, remove needles and leaves from your roof and gutters, and keep trees trimmed at least 10 feet away. Remember, defensible space is required by law, and most of all, it protects you and your family.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Oh, yeah. See you dance on that one, Carl.
Come fly with me. Let's fly away.
Yes, we are live.
Okay. I just kind of wandered back in here after talking about ShamWows. Okay, hey, look, it's Carl on the bot.
KCNR.
8:35 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. It's after the weekend. I'm going down there this week because I'm Dancing with the Stars Saturday night. I'm going to get my hair cut early. So I get that little bit of growth back, you know.
Cypress Square Barbershop
off Athens Avenue, DC Tim and the Man in Black. My gosh, what great haircuts these men give at great prices. And if you are a veteran, you get a discount. That's right, you get a veteran's discount. Great conversation, great haircuts, and it's man's last stronghold. Hooray for Cypress Square Barbershop.
Guys are great.
I want to talk about Houston.
All right, go. You know what? Unload.
You know what? In that movie, Apollo 13, he turned, as they said in real life, Houston, we have a problem. And it looks like Houston has a problem, my friends, if you haven't hit it yet. The Texas congressman called for an investigation in what he calls anti-religious and anti-Christian decision by the Department of Veteran Affairs to allegedly prohibit veterans from mentioning God or Jesus during funerals at the Houston National Cemetery, which is one of the largest cemeteries, of course, in the United States. Poe was responding, this guy's name is Poe, out of Texas, was responding to an accusation filed in a federal court that the Houston National Cemetery banned veterans from saying the words God and Jesus during funeral services. Representatives of the VFW, that's Veterans of Foreign Wars, the American Legion, and the National Memorial Ladies accused Cemetery Director Arlene Ocasio of ordering an American Legion post to remove prayers from its burial rituals, telling the National Memorial Ladies they can no longer include God bless in its condolence cards or use religious messages when talking with veterans' families, and shutting down the cemetery chapel and turning it into a meeting room. Now, can you imagine the feelings of the veterans and their families when this happened? And the spokesman for the National Cemetery told the media they could not comment on pending litigation and would not go into details about procedures or protocols involving religious funerals. Now, I know that the Department of Veteran Affairs probably hasn't gotten into this. And in fact, because I know we use this out here at the, you know, at the one here at IGO, at the California Cemetery for Veterans, Veterans Cemetery up here. But then again, that's a California one. And this is a, you know, the director of the VA's National Chaplain Center says prayer is a very personal and sacred moment. To honor veterans as they are laid to rest, VA chaplains always pray and preside over religious services according to the veterans' faith tradition. However, there's evidence that Ocasio of Houston did not like that. As Dave says, that she has allegedly is engaged in aggressive, hostile censorship of religion at the second largest cemetery for veterans in the United States. and a judge had to intervene after a Christian pastor was told to stop using the words Jesus Christ in his invocation. And the judge issued a temporary restraining order to prevent the Department of Veteran Affairs from censoring Pastor Scott Rainey's prayer. Now, let's get into this. Oh, by the way, okay, there's a follow-up story on this. Hundreds of people protested. Hundreds of flag-waving demonstrators converged on Houston National Cemetery on July the 4th and to protest reports of that religious censorship. Bikers, little old ladies, church groups, and just ordinary citizens have responded to this, of this banning by Ocasio of the use of God or Jesus at burials and changing the chapel into a storage room. We just built a chapel. Because there was no place for people to pay their final respects out in the sun and everything. We built a chapel, and they're shutting theirs down. It said that bikers in leather jackets stood shoulder to shoulder with women in Tea Party t-shirts and veterans in combat fatigues. Members of different organizations, the VFW, the American Legion, they all were there to say that, you know, you can't do this. You can't do this. That this systematic repression of the word God and Jesus Christ at funerals for veterans. Anyway, this is what I think. I think that we've gotten to a point of this that, again, my friends, I liken this woman doing this to the same thugs that took the 95-year-old woman and made her remove her adult diaper to check her for explosives. I liken this incident to that. A bureaucratic thug who has, you know, that has in their hands the power to do these things, that looks at a regulation and interprets it with no common sense. No common sense, and they have people appointed over them with less common sense. They're collecting their paycheck every day, every other week. They don't care because guess what? We're paying their salaries. We pay their salaries for them to make these stupid decisions and to harm the people they are supposed to be supporting. Let's think about it. We pay these idiots salaries. They're there to support us. It's not us to support them in their weaselly, no common sense approach to doing business. We must separate government and religion. This is not what the founding fathers were talking about. This was not what the founding fathers were talking about. To pat down a 95-year-old lady dying of leukemia who's in a wheelchair. That is not what Thomas Jefferson, I think, envisioned. When they and George Washington and Benjamin Franklin and Cotton Gwinnett and the other people that were all involved in the building of this great country, this was not something they were thinking about. They could not envision that our own bureaucracy was turning thug-like and taking over and doing these things to the citizens of this country, taking away their freedoms. Taking away their right even to bury their veterans in a cemetery that was paid for by the blood of those veterans. Oh, I'm sorry, you can't say God. I hope this person is fired. I hope they put her picture or whoever this is up on national TV so we can just see who this is. People that hide behind their uniforms or their positions that work for the government should be removed. They are making these decisions. And will not come out and explain them. Oh, this was a mistake. Oh, gosh, this isn't what she meant. Explain what you possibly were thinking of when you patted down the 95-year-old woman. Explain that one to me. Explain to me why you can't use God in this. Explain that to me. Explain to me how you can cut off all the roads. Cut that back. All the roads in the Shasta Trinity Forest. One person making that decision, and you won't even talk to the supervisors about it. How can one person do that? By the way, we've got 50 requests out for her to come on the show. She's turned down every one of them. Probably that's why. Okay, we've got to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to go with the lines are backing up. We're going to talk to you as soon as we get back from these breaks. Carl and Linda Bott, this is KCNR 1460. This is Free Fire Radio, and we believe in common sense in the government.
This Saturday evening, the Cascade Theater will host the 2011 Women's Refuge Dancing with the Stars, Shasta County style. Local stars once again take to the dance floor with local professionals to win your hearts and your votes. This year's stars include Candace Vaughn, North Valley Bank, Denise Jurgensen, Caltrans, Jennifer Kettles, You Top It, Chris Reznor, Dutch Bros, Carl Bott, Free Fire Radio, and Jake Easy, Power 94. Tickets are $20 and $25. On sale now at the Cascade Theater box office or at ShastaWomensRefuge.org. For more information, contact Christy Hansen at 244-0118 extension 202. 244-0118 extension 202. Join the fun this Saturday evening in support of the Women's Refuge for an evening of great entertainment. Sponsors include B&T Satellite, Lulu's Restaurant, Redding Electric Utility, Record Searchlight, North Valley Bank, KRCR News Channel 7, Wind River Casino, Free Fire Media, Tuxedo Den, Redding Radio, Enjoy Magazine, Mike Burke Photography, Marie Callender's, Westside Florist, Results Radio, Marshall's Florist, Redding Rancheria, and Anderson Florist and Gifts. Join us and cast your vote for this year's Shasta County Dancing with the Stars champion.
2-8 four-door crew cabs are extremely popular, but being very big is a disadvantage if the frame is damaged in a collision. Don's Deck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. These big vehicles need special equipment to repair their long, tough frames. Where do you find the biggest frame rack in Northern California? At Coachmaster, of course. Our machine is 28 feet long, weighs 5,000 pounds, and has over 100 tons of combined pulling power. The pull towers alone weigh 750 pounds each. Doesn't it make sense that the frame machine should be bigger and stronger than the vehicle? Now, there are plenty of small machines around, and we have those too, for use on small and medium vehicles. But we found them inadequate as trucks got larger. It's like hunting elephants with a spear. It's inadequate, but sometimes it worked, if you were lucky. Coachmaster Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Is something in your life challenging you? Do you have the motivation to create a change? Where does that come from? What inspires you? I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, your host for the Conscious Living Show, every Saturday, 11 to noon, streaming live from KCNR1460.com. And I'm always working hard to find that one motivating piece of information to help you make the changes you so desire. Wake up to your life. Tune in to the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, 11 to noon. We talk about everything important: your health, thoughts, beliefs, relationships, sex, love, struggles, and triumphs. Nothing is off limits. Your stories are welcomed. Every Saturday, 11 to noon, the Conscious Living Show, right here on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Feel tired, run down, or in pain? You don't have to live this way. Maybe we can help. Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. For 18 years, I've had a chiropractic and nutrition practice on Court Street in Reading. Our customized program of body work and nutrition can give you renewed energy, a stronger immune system, and a healthier outlook on life. Call us at 244-7873. It's your health. You deserve it. The number again is 244-7873.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460. I'm a Free Fire Media and Carl Lindabad, 8:47 in the morning. And this portion of the show is brought to you by B&T Satellite. Doug Tooley, 244-1988. Do not call the 800 number. He's a local guy. He gives great deals, does Dish TV. Does a Dish Satellite, 244-1988. Don't call the 800 number or you'll get somebody from out of town. We want to keep it all local. Okay, we're talking, we were talking about the Veteran Cemetery, and now we got Jay on line one. Jay, good morning.
Hey, I was listening to you and just remembering why I love this station so much. But, you know, all these things have been going on, not just this thing, but a lot of other just ridiculous, off-the-wall, any kindergartner with a decent, you know, history knowledge of anything can tell you this stuff is just ridiculous. It's kind of, in a way, it's kind of a good thing, because I kind of feel like the whole country right now is like a kid that got caught smoking cigarettes behind the barn, and his dad's making him smoke the whole pack now. What, you don't want to pay attention to who you elect? I'll teach you a lesson.
And there you go. Hey, yeah. Hey, look, if you just vote for this person, well, good. Now you're going to have him for, let's just hope that that lesson's learned in the first few years, because if it's not, we're going to have another 4 years.
We're going to have emphysema.
Yeah, then, you know what, this is, you know, the whole thing is, I don't remember the bureaucracy being this bad before. I mean, is this something, I mean, in the last 3 years, has this just happened? Or was it set up under Bush and it just is kind of like culminating now because of new rules and all this stuff?
I don't know, but I Bush can't tell it. With the Forest Service, it feels like it's the King's Forest now anymore instead of our forest,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, you know what, I kind of feel like, you know, getting my longbow and going down into the forest and, you know, just killing the deer and telling them, dare you do something about it. Okay, Jay, thanks a lot.
Good thing, Robin Hood.
Okay, there we go. And my band of merry men and women, of course. You know, when you see things like this, you just have to you have to ask yourself, why are we doing these things? Hey, let's go to the phones. Brian, good morning.
Hey, Carl.
How are you today?
Hallelujah to you. You know what? I love God, and God is my Savior. And when I say the word God, it makes me feel so good, Carl. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And I really support you on that. It's amazing where we're getting in this country. It seems like we're heading towards this totalitarian, we think for you, not us think for ourselves actions.
It seems to me that if you are in a national cemetery that was paid for by the taxes and the blood of the people that are being buried there, that if in your religious ceremony, whether whatever the religious ceremony it is, if you want to invoke the word God or Jesus Christ or whatever your religion may be there, is that it should be okay. I mean, I don't understand where the bureaucracy comes into that says it's not.
Well, and that's the scary part is now, you know, we have individuals who think they're all powerful now are intruding on our religious rights, not just our personal rights of freedom, but getting into our religious rights, I mean, that's really going into a domain they really should stay away from.
And
it scares me here because, you know, I'm starting to see a lot of stuff coming out of our local government now is starting to get a little bit that way, and that's starting to bother me a lot.
Well, I tell you what,
I think people need to really start standing up. I think people need to start listening a little more with what's going on in our town, because if they don't start picking up on the local government, there's no way they're going to do anything for the federal.
That's right. And, you know, and we can have an impact on local government. It's harder to have an impact on federal government, but you can sure have an impact on local government. You know, it's like we're going to have Tim Pappas on this week, maybe tomorrow. He's going to talk about things, you know, that, you know, when the city tries to do things, you know, somebody needs to stand up. And when you see things that aren't right or things that you don't agree with, then, you know, yet you have the right to question it. And the people who think that you don't have the right to question it are wrong. If they are in an elected position, you remove them. So, hey, Brian.
You know what I thought? Hold on, real quick. I want to ask you this. I thought something really cool that you guys could do is create a newsletter for your radio station and mass produce it and just send it out bulk to the citizens, letting them know what's going on in our town. Some of them, I mean, I don't get the newspaper and I don't watch the news anymore. It's gotten to the point I just, you know, it's really bad. I almost have to go word of mouth, but something to think about.
Well, maybe we need to do is have everybody. You know, we might think about that, about a newsletter that people read what we think, at least. Okay, Brian, we got to run. We got to take a break. Thanks so much for your phone call. All right.
Thanks. We're going to take a break. Yeah. It's currently 90 degrees. Coming back, I've got a special something I want to share with you that was online today. And stay with us. We'll be right back.
Just a small town girl, living in a lonely world.
Wind River Casino is challenging all bounty hunters for the ultimate $10,000 guarantee high stakes bounty tournament on Saturday, July 9th at 10 a.m. in the Wind River Casino Event Center. Book your seat now. Your $140 buy-in will get you $10,000 in chips, all fees included, plus $25 bounties for knocking out opponents. All entrants will be hosted to sandwiches and dessert. Wind River Casino is known for hosting the best poker tournaments in Northern California. So pull up a seat and play in the $10,000 guarantee high stakes bounty
Tournament, Saturday, July 9th at 10 a.m. in the Wind River Casino Event Center. This high-stakes Bounty Tournament is limited to the first 200 players and sells out fast, so reserve your seat today at the River Club, 1-800-280-YOU-WIN, or online at windrivercasino.com. Late registration available for the first three rounds. Prize pool based on participants. Stay in comfort at the Hilton Garden Inn. Call 1-800-HILTONS for a discounted rate. Book by July 1st. It's better on the river.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
When Chamber members tell us why they belong to the Chamber, they say things like, the Chamber helps me grow my business. Chambers like my own private marketing department helping me find customers. They keep me in touch with other member businesses that may turn out to be vendors from whom I can find high-quality product. Some of them even become customers of my own. Chamber provides these opportunities through our publications, events, seminars, literature distribution, and other programs. The mission of the Chamber is to stimulate a business climate in which our members grow their businesses. If you're a business owner in the Reading area, call us today at 225-4433 or visit our website at readingchamber.com for more information on how we can partner with you and your company's success.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Would you like to do something wonderful for a family member and at the same time give yourself the gift of a lifetime?
Consider a video project with Generation DVDs.
We walk gently down memory lane with our clients and help them record their stories for future generations. They look forward to our visits and love sharing old photos, mementos, and music to use in their special project.
Call 224-0953 or online at generationdvds.com. Generation DVDs, the gift of a lifetime.
Well, hi. There you are in your comfort zone thinking all is well. Not exactly. The issues facing America right now affect you, your family, and your wallet. Join the conversation on the Alana Burke Show, Monday through Friday at noon, and find out what's really going on. Unabashed, unafraid, and unadulterated conservative talk radio. The Alana Burke Show, making the ears of the liberals and the politically correct burn on a daily basis. Sponsored by Haas Ranch and Farm, growing the North State since 1863.
Hi, I'm Dennis Miller. Join me Monday through Friday from 9 to noon on KCNR 1460 AM.
Yeah. No, I won't. You can't back down, my friends. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Let me tell you, Joe and Shelley don't back down. They have a finest Espresso Joe's there. You can get coffee, but you can get the icy drinks with shots of like protein and shots of different energy drinks in it. Great walk-in humidors. You can get those cigars. A meeting room. They support our community. They are supporting us for Dancing with the Stars and the Women's Refuge. I can't say enough about it. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. And I know you got something, honey.
Well, I was, I like to just bounce around and see what's, online. But did you know that the planet has about 10 million yet-to-be-named species? 10 million yet-to-be-named species, and the rate of describing all these critters...
You mean they have found these?
They don't have names, so I don't know. Maybe they don't have a name. They have can describe the species, but they haven't named it. So this has an increase since World War II, meaning that there's 10 million describing all the critters that hasn't increased. But let me tell you something. This is the Smoky Mountain National Park. Can officially attach your name to a newly discovered species in the nation's most visited national park for a minimum donation of $2,500. So I have a recommendation. I think that there should be the bot.
The
owl.
Bot, the bot owl?
Yeah, because you're always looking out for people.
The bot owl.
You like that? I thought you'd like that. Well, they're trying to raise funds. So, so far, the nonprofit has sold six rights so far.
I think they probably named like an unnamed species of grass after me or something like or a sinkhole. I'm not sure. I'm not sure the bot owl is going to work.
Well, I think if I'm not mistaken, if I scroll down here, I'm going to see that they've got Larimar Alexander from Tennessee has a tiny insect named from him.
Yeah, he used to be the governor. He used to be the governor of
Professor
Tennessee.
Ernest Bernard, who discovered the bug, said he dubbed it Casabarella Lambalala to honor Alexander's commitment to conversation. Frank Zappa has a jellyfish. spider and fish name for him. Comedian Stephen Colbert's pleas for the honor of his Colbert Report show netted him two species, a spider and a diving beetle.
Yeah.
And okay. And East Coast.
Did you say a dung beetle?
And I didn't say dung. I said dive. Well, diving beetle can be a dung beetle.
John, he and the John Stewart show.
And East Carolina University associate professor Jason Bond, who named the spider. So I think this should be the bot owl.
The bot owl.
And they'll say, well, how did you get that name? And they'll say, well, that radio talk show guy, you know, who really would just, you know, get and face would turn red, and you could hear his veins popping out of his neck when he'd really get passionate about a subject. And he was a great talk show host. His name is Carl Bott. And so they named the bot owl because of always looking out. It could turn its head around, you know, completely all the way around, and then come back and breathe.
This is the exorcism. What is this? The
I just find it interesting that you use the past tense there.
Yeah, what was that past tense? I'm just like, do you know something I don't know? But did the insurance forms come through? What? Hey, tomorrow we've got Tim Pappas coming on. You know, Tim Pappas is the assistant public defender of Shasta County. And you want to talk about a public defender. Now, this is Tim Pappas. He defends the people and the people's ideas. Among, you know, yes, assistant public defender of Shasta County. You know, he's in court all the time, but he's in court other ways too. Like he took on the library, he took on the city of Shasta Lake. He's gonna, you know, he talks about constitutional law, and we're gonna have a great show with him tomorrow. I think, and we're gonna have, we're gonna have a couple other people in here. Maybe Gary Cadd in the morning. You know, as you saw, Gary Cadd is signed off and says the charter city is dead. Unless something happens. So we'll talk about that and a few other things. And that's tomorrow, right here on Free Fire Radio. You know, it's been a good day. I hope everybody had a great 4th. I hope you thought about those men and women that were out there on the walls for us, my friends. I hope you think about them. I hope you think about those freedoms that we have, that we enjoy, that we must protect. We're one generation away from slavery. Always remember that. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Reading.